Anchorage, Fairbanks, Toke, and several communities in Canada are all planning events to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the construction of the Alaska Highway, but Fort Greely Deputy Garrison Commander Craig Cugini says post officials and their civilian partners in neighboring Delta Junction are planning what's shaping up to be the state's biggest celebration.
There's some ceremonies, there's some recognitions, there may be some dedications. But we're the largest event in Alaska celebrating the Alaska Highway 75th.
Cugini says it's only appropriate to hold the celebration next door to Delta, the community at the end of the Alaska Highway, and to stage the event at Allen Army Airfield, which also was built 75 years ago as one of the so-called Lend-Lease airfields, where American aircraft were handed over to pilots flying for the old Soviet Union, a U.S. ally during World War II.
We are at the recognized historical marker of the Alaska Highway's end.
Delta City and Chamber of Commerce officials also are planning observances of the anniversary in town, but the big celebration on June 3rd will be at the airfield about 3 miles south of Delta, just off the Richardson Highway. Cugini says there'll be exhibits of World War II memorabilia and modern-day military materiel, along with music, food, and family fun.
It's just going to be a great celebration.
Cugini says the event also will serve as a way to tell a largely untold story, and that is the hard work by African American soldiers in segregated army units that built much of the highway. And he says one of the soldiers, 97-year-old Leonard Larkins, will be at the event to tell the story in his own words.
This was one story that probably should have been told that hadn't. And now the opportunity has presented itself for the story to be told.
Elliot Ross is a Fort Greely anti-terrorism and force protection officer who's helping organize the celebration. He, Cugini, and others say the black soldiers' work on the project has largely been overlooked. They say that and the difficult conditions in which they work are an injustice that Larkin will talk about during the event.
They talked about their sacrifices of being as cold as what it was they had to endure without having proper equipment, being denied equipment that they should have had to actually construct the highway.
Ross says despite those hardships, the black soldiers helped get the job done, and he says historians believe their role in the project helped convince U.S. leaders to end the practice of separating soldiers according to race, which finally happened in 1948.
Their contributions really helped desegregate the armed forces.
Ross and Cugini say organizers of the Fort Greely event are working with their counterparts around the state to bring Larkins to other communities that also will be observing the Alaska Highway anniversary. They say they'll provide more details of the June 3rd event at Greely in the coming weeks. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.